It's me, Bugsy. You know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
We're back here on KSBT and Rock 103. Bulldogs with a couple touchdowns in the third quarter, narrowing the margin to 35-13, with Mount Spokane now finishing their mid-quarter, after-quarter talk on the sideline. Chris Jeffern, Jay Vandenberg along with you. Jay, still fourth quarter coming up here for the Bulldogs. You get a stop and a score, and maybe it gets interesting.
It might get interesting, Chris. As, you know, Mount Spokane's coming in here with their second unit here to start the fourth quarter, too. You know, if we can get the ball back here, you know, we've had a couple great drives here to in the third quarter. The Bulldogs able to put some yards on the ground and some nice little short pass that covers some yards. So, yeah, it makes it interesting if they get here to two-score game and could make things interesting.
Well, the one thing, too, about, you know, Mount Spokane is substituted liberally on offense, but they've got most of their first-string defense in there, at least through the end of that third quarter. It was still Oso and all the rest of those guys. So, you know, you got to give the Bulldogs and Coach Knowles credit. You know, come out after halftime, you've got, you know, you've been blitzed pretty hard in the first half, but they've, you know, shown fight all the way through the entire game so far. They played hard the entire third quarter, and this is the longest third quarter end of break in the history of football.
It has been a long break. You know, and the Bulldogs showing a little bit of pride coming out here in the second half, and they're still fighting. And, you know, hats off to the coaching staff. There's no quit. They're trying to stay in it.
So here comes Mount Spokane now with a first down at their own 43-yard line. It's A.J. Newcomb, the backup quarterback, setting Medill in motion, handing it to him. He hits right up the middle, and he's going to get about 4 or 5, cutting it up against the grain, and the tackle by Larson, also for Sandpoint.
Walker Herman.
Walker Herman helping out, and Herman, one of those Bulldogs, getting a little extra playing time. You've got some second-string dudes out there getting some much-needed experience.
Yeah, you know, Walker Herman got to play quite a bit against Post Falls. Ended up, you know, coming up, he's been hurt.
Yep.
You know, just dressed in slack on the sideline here for the last couple games. But he's getting an opportunity to earn that spot back here at the as that slot corner.
So, second down, 6. Newcomb. Again, sends a man in motion. It's Haney. Take the handoff to Haney. They throw the screen, and it's going to be sussed out pretty good, but some shoddy tackling by the Bulldogs, and it's a 7-yard gain and a first down to the Bulldogs' 46-yard line.
Yeah, big number 42 there, Bergen Hughes, about 190 pounds, fullback, and he just kind of releases there. Just kind of toss a nice little short pass there. And it looked like Sam Puckett had him there, but just unable to really finish the tackle and be able to square free and pick up that first down.
So first and 10. Now they've got Connor Merrill running wildcat from his receiver position. A high snap, and it's right up the middle, and nothing doing as Brandon Casey and Merrill knock this down for a 2-yard loss.
Yeah, that's just a good old-fashioned you know, getting off the block and getting that backfield in a hurry and really puts a hurt there on the on that running back for Mount Spokane.
So second down and 12 coming up for the Mount Spokane Wildcats. And as we get to the 10-minute mark of this fourth quarter, we start to look ahead and think about next week. It'll be another game here at Barlow Stadium, War Memorial Field. And I'm trying to remember, is it Lewiston or Lake City next week?
I think it's Lewiston.
Lewiston in action tonight. I think their score was actually available. You might check that out. Naked bootleg by the quarterback who's got some room to run and gets back to the original line of scrimmage before he's knocked down. Bulldogs nearly had a big sack on him.
Boy, yeah, Keith Jensen right in there, got back in the backfield, but the elusiveness of Connor Marl, he's out there playing quarterback out of the Wildcat formation. He's able to make a miss and able to get back to the original line of scrimmage, Chris.
Lewiston engaged in a barn burner right now with Carston. That shows 7-7. So Lewiston will be making the trip north. I really enjoy it when Lewiston has to come here as opposed to us having to go to Lewiston. They throw the ball out into the flat. It's caught, but it's a poor pass, and it's a catch for no gain to Riley Booth. And Booth goes down and actually loses a half yard, so it's going to be fourth down and likely time for the Wildcats to punt it back to the Bulldogs.
All right, to put the Bulldogs in there. You know, gave up a couple first downs here, Chris, but end up stiffening up there. That play was there. I said the ball was poorly thrown out to that out to the receiver in the flat. As it looked like they had a pretty well-designed play, had some room to operate, but the ball still looked behind him and caused that receiver to fall down.
So for Sandpoint, getting ready to get the ball back. Snap is back. Kick is up. It's a good one. And it's going to be taken and then dropped and picked up by one of the Bulldogs. No fair catch action for the Bulldogs either on that one. Probably should have been fair caught by Walker Herman.
Yeah, pretty risky play right there. Is that nice high punt? And looks like the ball came free, too, and another Bulldog there to cover it up. Is that what you saw, Barry? Yeah, Elijah Larson there to kind of cover it up there as the ball squirts free. He's thrilled right when he catches that ball.
So Sandpoint's offense is back out. Jared Cox, tailback. And it's Jackson Pettit at quarterback. Still with 8:19 left, Bulldogs looking to climb a little closer, and we're going to have another penalty. This time it's offside, lined up in the neutral zone on Mount Spokane, so it'll be a 1st and 5 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, hey, that's a break going. You know, Mount Spokane's done a pretty good job penalty-wise. Just a procedure and offside, and then they had that personal foul there on that last drive, but they played a pretty physical, clean game up to this point.
So 1st and 5 for the Bulldogs. Pettit gets the snap, hands it off to Cox. Cox goes up the middle, tries to break a tackle, does, and then flags fly in the middle of all of it. And what should have been a 1st down is, and then we've got another flag at the end. So this has been coming for a while with Mount Spokane and the Bulldogs and a lot of chippy action going on. So multiple flags to suss out for the officiating crew. One likely a hold. The other one going to be some unsportsmanlike conduct against one team or another, or possibly both.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what the call is. It looks like they're going to march it off against the Wildcats there.
It's a face mask at the end against the Wildcats.
I think that was the first flag, was the face mask, right?
Yeah. So then we've got a personal foul and sportsmanlike conduct against the Bulldogs. So they'll march it all the way back. So the
you get the 1st down on the face mask. And then looks like we're going to get like 5 yards, right?
So essentially offsetting penalties, but the ref spot in the football got a 30-yard walk out of it because he walked 15 yards upfield and turned around and walked 15 yards back. I haven't seen that before. So here we go, back to pass Pettit. 1st down, looking, and he's going to be snowed under as he decided that he couldn't let it loose. And then when he tried to run away, the big paw of number 61, Matt McNitt, 6'2", 225, just enveloped him. And it's a loss of 10 on the play.
Yeah, just a bull rush on number 61 as he kind of pushed Casey back right into Jackson as he's trying to run away.
They throw the pass out to this flat. Elijah Larson makes the guy miss. He's still on his feet. He's out of bounds at the 37-yard line. So the Bulldogs get the 10 back plus six more. So it's going to be third down and about four for Sandpoint.
Yeah, nice little fast play there by Jackson. Gets it out to Elijah pretty quick, and he's able to get some good block and make a first guy miss and get to the sideline. And a nice gain there on second and long.
So third down and short now. And we've got flags flying again. And this time it's going to be a motion against one of the Bulldog receivers.
Yeah, Peterson up to the far side. Again, you know, there's no excuse for you being offside as a receiver, Chris. You're out there. Just watch the snap, the ball move, and don't try to anticipate getting off the ball. That's a costly penalty right there by the Bulldogs.
Yeah, so instead of third and four, it sets up third and nine, standpoint. With the football just across the 30, about the 31-yard line, 32. They need to get to the 41 of Mount Spokane to keep this drive alive. Clock stopped on the penalty. 7:26 left in the fourth quarter of play. Pettit fakes the handoff. Looks, goes deep. He's got Niemela out there, and there's going to be a pass interference against Mount Spokane, and Christian Niemela comes up holding his leg.
Cramp, it looks like. Look,
that's what I was going to say. It looks like a cramp. Of course, Christian's been running up and down the field with lots of yardage in this one so far.
Yeah, that ball. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they run the water bottle out to him real quick. So that's going to be a first down because the Christian was bumped twice and then pushed down, and that caused the incompletion. And at the end of it, Niemela got the cramp action going on.
Yeah, that ball is thrown a little to the inside, and Christian trying to make a play on the ball, and the defensive back for number 26, Craig Runge, just doesn't turn around and basically just knocks him down and doesn't make a play on the ball. That's a big play for the Bulldogs, 15 yards and an automatic first down.
Yeah, third and nine becomes first and 10 out at the 42-yard line. And they are doing the old calf stretch out for Christian. So Christian is off the field. The Bulldogs are ready to go here on first down. They roll the clock, and here we go, Bulldogs, first and 10. Trying to make this just a little tighter here in this mid-court of the fourth quarter. Headed back, looking. Now he's going to take off running. Tries to juke a guy, and that is not a successful maneuver. He is knocked down after a loss of one on the play.
Yeah, again, just not a whole lot happening downfield, Chris. It's pretty well covered, and you know, not a whole lot of pressure, but the Wildcat field was close to that ground. It looked like he had some room to run there early, but actually throwing for 1 yard long.
So on second down, Pettit hands it off to Cox. Cox runs hard, gets across the 45 and out to the 47-yard line. And that gets the one they lost back and a couple more. So third and eight coming up for the Bulldogs with the clock rolling. 6:38 left in the fourth quarter here on KSBT and Rock 103. The scoring update brought to you by Ivano's Restaurant today. Bulldog owned and operated 30 years. Proud supporter of Bulldog Sports.
It looks like you're going to get one-on-one coverage here for against Elijah Larson. That is a good place to go here with the ball.
That is back, but he's going to have to dump it off to Cox because of the rush, and the screen pass is successful. It's going to be good for a first down out across the 45 and down to the 41 of Mount Spokane. And I don't know if that was the play that was called, but Jackson Bennett did a great job getting that ball out to his running back because the rush was coming.
Boy, he didn't have much time to make that decision, Chris. And again, just a cagey kid, a senior. He's got a lot of snaps here in his varsity career and did a great job of delivering that ball under heavy pressure to Cox. He was able to turn it into a nice gain and a Bulldog first down.
So the Bulldogs with the first down back in Mount Spokane territory. Pettit hands it off to Cox. Cox cuts it. Seattle has a nice run down inside the 35 to the 31. That's going to be close to another first down. They'll mark him just shy of the 32, but a gain of 9. And a real nice cut there by Garrett Cox.
Yeah, that time, you know, he wanted to take that up the middle, but nothing happened. Just makes a nice cut to the outside and picked up 9 yards. A great job of blocking up front, just filling that edge by Brandon Casey.
Second down, one. Bulldogs on the march once again. Probably wishing they had those two touchdowns that they gave away in that first half, the possibilities of them anyway. And we've got more flags at the line of scrimmage. We've got more encroachments and offsides and motions before the snap tonight than all the whole other games combined so far this year.
Yeah, it's gotten a little sloppy here in this, here late in the second half, Chris. It's the penalties by Mount Spokane helping the Bulldogs out.
Yeah, the 5-yard mark off gives Sam Point a first down. Just over 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter here on KSBT and Rock 103 Bulldog Football. Next week, back at Barlow Stadium with Lewiston coming to town. So it'll be another 5A opponent for Sandpoint. Pettit back, looking, wants to go deep. Now pulls it down, and he's going to be swallowed up at the 28-yard line. That's a loss of 1, and it'll be second down and 11 for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, you know, the Wildcats sit in that cover 2 deep zone. They have 2 safeties over the top, Chris, and it's really nothing open down the field. And Jackson Pettit just running out of time, trying to check it down, and then use his feet, but I guess stop for a 2-yard loss.
And off is a fake. Now Pettit's just going to keep it and go up the middle, down to the 20. Pretty shifty little move there. He faked like he's going to throw it to Larson out in the flat. The defense reacted, so Jackson just took it up the middle, and it's going to be 3rd down and 4.
Yeah, great play fake there by Jackson Pettit. He's able to keep it off that left side, Chris. Bulldogs making a manageable 3rd down here in short.
Larson in motion off to the far side, and the Bulldogs waiting for the play call to come in from the sideline. Signals are sent. Now after a final check of the defense, here we go. Bulldogs facing 3rd down. Nearly 5 on this one with 3:50 left in the fourth quarter, down 35-13, and another tough snap, and the ball is loose on the ground, and I think that, wow, they're giving it to the Bulldogs. That's interesting.
There you go. Get them a flag.
Comes in at the end.
The Mount Spokane's been pretty chippy here, you know, just doing a lot of extracurricular stuff after the play, pushing on Jackson Hill with theirs, fighting for the ball, so. You know, the whistle's blown, right?
Yeah, and that 15-yard mark off instead of what would have been a 4th down in forever with the mark off down to the 20, make it the 19-yard line. It's going to be, will they replay that down with the penalty or mark it off as 4th being after the play? So the Wildcats, their own worst enemy here at the end with that penalty.
Yeah, this looks like it's an automatic.
Yeah, looks like they've got the 3rd down still rolling. So, Sandpoint once again facing 3rd and 4. Oh. And another snap that hits Pettit in the legs. He picks it up and he throws it hot to Elijah Larson for a touchdown.
That's a play by Jackson. You know, again, a snap coming in low. He's unable to handle it, but it looks like he's going to run it and possibly get that 1st down, but geez, Elijah Larson right out in the middle, just standing there open, and Bulldogs punch another one in the end zone. Probably going to go for 2 here.
So Sandpoint now going to try the 2-point play with 3:29 left in the fourth quarter. Now Spokane up 35-19, and we've got more whistles. Now they're setting it up on the near side hash mark.
I think you get the option. I think as an offense, you get to pick where you want it in the middle on the, you know, on the which hash.
So if they're going for 2, they don't put it in the middle. So here comes Sandpoint. Near side hash. Cox right behind Pettit. Bunch of trips on the far side. They go to the near side instead, and in the end zone, it's incomplete. Trying to get it to Christian Niemela. 3:29 left. Bulldogs trailing it now by a 35-19 score. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103 after this.
Need groceries but don't have time
now
to shop? The folks at Super One in Sandville say, save time, shop online. It's easy and convenient. Just go to superonefoods.net, place your order, and set the time that you'd like to pick it up. A Super One personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and will bring them out to you at one of the parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Try it today. Go to superonefoods.net for online shopping for Super One in Sandpoint. Save time, shop online.
For over 40 years, Sandpoint Superdrug has always looked for ways to make your life easier. And now Superdrug offers point-of-care testing. This means that you can walk in anytime for a strep or influenza test. Their pharmacist will perform the test, and you can walk out with a prescription and or over-the-counter needs in about 20 to 30 minutes. Caught early, these infections can be treated and complications can be avoided. Blood glucose and cholesterol testing is also available. Stop in today. Sandpoint Superdrug on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
Back on KSPT and Rock 103, Jay Vandenberg, Chris Chatburn along with you, bringing you Bulldogs football. And after a first half dominated by Mount Spokane, Jay, the Bulldogs have really equated themselves well in the second half.
Yeah, Chris, you know, the defense has come up with good stuffs, and you know, the Bulldogs are able to capitalize on a couple you know, just mental mistakes by the Wildcats, big penalties that keep the drives alive. And again, you know, Jackson Pettit making some plays for the Bulldog offense. You know, shoot, they're in this game a little bit, but they might be running out of time.
Well, we'll see if they come up with something funky on the on sides here, and they just whip it down the middle, and it's going to be covered up at the 35 by Mount Spokane.
Yeah, I don't get quite understand that.
Not sure that's what they were trying to draw up. Just kick it straight down the middle. Sure, it keeps Mount Spokane from returning it, but not really what I would consider an onside kick.
Yeah, there wasn't
the
really
classic sense of the word.
Yeah, it wasn't much. Maybe, you know, trying to keep away from, I believe he's still in the game on the return team, the cancer kid, but Capser. Let's see if the Bulldogs can get a quick three and out. He's still got all their timeouts. You know, hopefully get another score here late in the fourth quarter.
Man in motion for Mount Spokane, and it goes nowhere. The handoff with the that man to the man in motion is Riley Booth, and Booth is snowed under, and it's going to be a loss of two on the play, and a second down and 12 coming up.
Yeah, Jake Sturr, their 66 for the Bulldogs, just able to collapse that left side of the line and get in there for a nice tackle on the play.
Bulldogs get waiting. Mount Spokane is in, as they should be, no real hurry to get up to the line of scrimmage with now under 2:50 left in the fourth quarter, leading by two touchdowns and two extra points. A 16-point deficit, so the Bulldogs would need two scores and two extra two-point conversions. There's another handoff that goes nowhere. No gain on the play to the far side, trying to get it to Haney this time. So third down and 12. And one wonders if the Bulldogs will use a timeout here, but it looks like they're content to let the clock run a little bit, save them for offense if they need them.
Yeah. That's a Wildcats drawing up that counterplay, Chris, and the Bulldogs do a great job of staying home on that backside. And, you know, again, it looked like it was Jake Sturr off that side coming up again with initial contact and dropping for no gain on the play.
Third down. All kinds of wacky things happening in that one. The snap almost hit the guy in motion. One of the linemen went early. So a 5-yard mark off now against Mount Spokane. And much like we saw last week with the Bulldogs second team, their second team offense not really clicking.
No, absolutely not. You know, unfortunately, they have this guy, Cannon Capture, who can, you know, single-handedly just handle the Bulldog defense here for the first two and a half quarters, Chris. And that second unit just really unable to get any rhythm for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Yeah. One of the things that's come out of this game is Tag Benefield's walking around with an ice pack on his knee, and he's been out of the game for much of the second half. There's another handoff up the middle that goes nowhere.
Like
Bulldogs
fumble.
Say it's a fumble, and they've come up with it. The official's talking it over. No indication yet. It looks like it's just going to be fourth down. And with 1:35 left, the Bulldogs down 16. Still no timeout.
No timeout, Chris. And, yeah, just a classy move there by Coach Bills, you know, understanding that, you know, the Wildcats have kind of called off the Dogs there, put their first offensive unit on the bench. And, yeah, just, again, I think a classy move by both coaches, both teams here.
Well, if you're the Bulldogs, you know, you're even though you're down 28-0, the final score is not going to look all that terrible. And for a standpoint, you know, if your coach knows, you got to be happy with the way your team has fought, defeated, and continued to grind through the game, even after getting off to a pretty tough start.
Yeah, again, you know, discipline and teaching young boys lessons and to keep fighting and setting a good example, and especially for the younger Bulldogs coming up through the program. It's, you know, keep your head up, keep playing hard, and try to get better week in and week out, and, you know, play after play. And try to improve under this new system, new coaching staff here, and Knowles in year number two. So a great job by the coach to keep the kids mentally involved and playing hard.
So it's Christian Niemela, who's had a big night, back to return the punt this time. The punt coming once again from number 22, Ethan Makowski. Niemela standing at the 40-yard line, so theoretically Bulldogs should get fairly decent field position. The kick is up. It's high and short. It's going to be rolling to the Bulldogs' 43-yard line, and that's where it will be down. With 1:10 left, Bulldogs get one more chance at it, 35-19. They'll send the offense back out to try and gain some more yards, and it's a tale of two halves for the Bulldog offense, who in the first half could literally do nothing, and in fact had a couple of opportunities deep in Mount Spokane territory and weren't able to corral anything out of it. In fact, got a turnover at midfield as well in the first half,
yeah.
And that turned into a three and out.
They definitely had some opportunities, Chris, that's for sure, and they're going to look back and wish we could have, right?
Yep. Pass to Larson on the far side. Larson breaks the tackle, goes across the 50. He's at the 40. He's still on his feet at the 35, and he's knocked down at the 33 with a flag flying at the 40-yard line. Might be a face mask. Sure.
Could be a holding call there on Dylan Peterson up to the outside.
It is going to be a hold against the Bulldogs, so instead of a first down deep, it's going to be first down and about 8 or 7 based on where the penalty occurred. So the Bulldogs will lose some yardage there and try it again with 1 minute left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, great effort there by Elijah Larson, Chris, who catches the ball out there. Just a quick little screen pass, and Elijah's showing some nice shifty quickness moves and breaks a tackle. And a great effort there by Elijah Larson.
Pettit takes a snap, looks, finds Larson in the slot again. He's going to catch it and be tackled immediately up to the midfield stripe. So gain of about 3 on first down. It's going to be second down and 3. Clock still rolling with 35 seconds left. Bulldogs, a couple free plays left in this one. See if they try and dial up something a little further downfield than a 3-yard hitch. Back to pass Pettis. He's being rushed, and he's going to be sacked. Knocked down at the 40-yard line with 20 seconds left. Big loss on the play. About 7 yards. It's going to be second down now and 12.
Yeah, Matt McNitt, he's put some pressure back there. He's been one of the mainstays. Did a great job at that right tackle position. He's been in Jackson's face a few times here tonight, Chris, and that time comes up with a big play. It looks like the Bulldogs looking looking to go deep at Christian Nimmo down his left sideline. There's not enough time for Jackson to get the ball downfield.
Coming up, we've got the Pierce Auto Center post-game show, just 20 game clock seconds away from that. With your Pierce, with your jalapeno stat page, we'll try and get a few words in, with Coach Knowles and get his quick assessment on what's happened in the game today. As the Bulldogs have another game next week, Lewiston coming to town, and hopefully for the Bulldogs, one of their best players, Tag Benefield, will be available as he's walking around with ice on his knee right now. Doesn't seem overly concerned.
No, he does not. He plays a lot of football, plays hard, and he's had a stellar first 3 weeks of the season, and again, making a lot of plays tonight for the Bulldog D.
So third and long, headed. Takes the handoff, throws it to Niemelin near side. He's got a wall in front of him. He gets to the 50. He cuts it against the grain. If he can get a couple blocks, he's got a big one. He's across midfield. He's to the 40. He turns around and comes back the other way. Now he's running. Niemelin runs 60 yards, and he's going to gain.
Oh! Boy, that's a late hit there.
And he is hit hard at the end. And he gets up, and that's the game. So the clock expires, and Christian Niemelin gets up.
That penalty on, I don't know if the game can end on a penalty against the defense.
I didn't see the flag.
The flag's sitting over here at the 40-yard line.
So they'll mark the 15, and the Bulldogs will get an untimed play with 80 minutes left in the non-game. As the clock is... So they'll mark it off. It looks like they're going to mark the penalty from the 40, which is 20 yards downfield from where all the action was. And the Bulldogs are going to get it at the 25-yard line. So that's effectively about a 30-yard penalty.
Yeah, that just makes sense. I don't think Christian ever got a past the 50, did he?
No, he didn't. He was about the 45 was the farthest he got. He kept cycling back and forth. So they put a second back on the clock. And the Bulldogs will try and heave it into the end zone here on the final play. Headed. Dropping straight back. Looking. Throwing. Going deep into the corner. He's got a man out there. It's incomplete. Just a little bit to the outside for Elijah Larson. 35-19 the final. We'll be back with your Pierce Auto Center postgame show after this on KSBT and Rock 103.
Whether you want to take a break for lunch or wind down at the end of a long day, Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint is the place to go. Jalapeno's is your best choice for fantastic Mexican food in a fun and casual atmosphere. They're also great for takeout and can cater any event, large or small. Need a banquet room for meetings, special events, or a birthday party? Jalapeno's has a perfect one waiting for you. To find out more, stop by Jalapeno's Mexican Restaurant on 2nd Avenue in Sandpoint.
When you hear a commercial from Mountain West Bank, we're usually talking about providing you a service like totally free checking. Well, this commercial is about totally free tackling, totally free rebounding, and totally free goalkeeping. That's because we sponsor broadcasts of Sandpoint High School sports so you can listen to Bulldogs games totally free. Of course, there are a few things we hope these games are totally free of. Penalties, fouls, injuries, stuff like that. Mountain West Bank, FDIC. Member FDIC.
For all your shopping needs, the place to go is Yolk's Fresh Market in Ponderay. They've got it all under one roof. An in-store bakery and deli, a meat department with certified Hereford beef and fresh seafood, a truly fresh produce department, your own in-house pharmacy, general everyday items for your home, office, or vehicle, a floral department, Nature's Corner, a quality natural organic food section. Yolk's is part of your life and part of our community. Yolk's Fresh Market.
Hi, this is Jim Pierce with Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Our big September sell down is in full swing. Great selection of used vehicles, price to move with the big sale tags in every vehicle. So if you're looking for new, we have the best prices you're going to find anywhere. Save thousands and thousands of dollars right now. Trade-ins are no problem. 0% financing up to 72 months. Stop on down and see us. And remember, we're the home of the 1995 oil change. Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. You make the drive, I'll make the deal.
This is the Pierce Auto Center post-game report. Coming up, a game recap with Coach Knowles. Now back to the field for the Jalapeno Stat Page.
Some real resilience tonight after a pretty tough first half to come out and, you know, really be competitive in the second half.
We saw it. 30 was good, and 30 was good. Everyone's asking all week how we stopped, and I thought we had a plan. Oh, we had a good plan. And you know what they say about a good plan when you get punched in the nose. So, he punched us in the nose. I give him credit as a competitor. I am proud of our guys always. I looked them right at so I told them after the game, listen, I'm as proud of them as I always am, okay? A little disappointed, a little humbled by a loss, just like they are, but there are things to learn, things to gain from this, and that's one of the better teams in the Inland Northwest right there. I think we've played two of them this year already, and close ball to them, and, this is what this program needs right now, is to see that and get ready to compete. We are there. We are not too far away.
You really had some missed opportunities on offense in that first half, too.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure what they were doing defensively, but they had our number in the first half. I mean, I think we had two first downs and, one big play and then another first down, which, that's what I kept saying. If it's 28-14 at halftime, it's a whole different feeling. But with a goose egg on the board, most teams, I can say this about us, but most teams go, if one side of the ball is doing well, the other side has a chance. And first quarter, neither side did well. I mean, we're giving up huge plays on defense, and we're getting three and outs on offense. And, you can feel the light sucked out of this stadium. And that's the art of war, man. They took that from us.
Well, next week, another tough test. How'd you come out of this one, you think, health-wise?
I'm not real sure. I know we've got a lot of guys are sitting on the bench, so we'll find out. Some will be minor, some might be more than that. We'll find out later.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, let's send it up to you, Jay, for our Jalapeno stat page.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. A great job down there, Chris. Really appreciate everything you're doing out here for the Bulldog fans at home listening on the radio. Hey, so, really just one story, and that was Cannon Katzer. He just dismantled the Bulldogs tonight. He ends up carrying the ball 16 times for 370 yards, four touchdowns. One on a 97-yarder, another one on a 65-yarder. Another one on a 75-yarder, and then he punched in one short. But he's the real deal, and the Bulldogs knew it going in the night, and they just were unable to contain him. And the game getting away from the Bulldogs early in the first in that first half is being down 28-0, and the Bulldogs just not able to punch in a couple key drives inside that red zone, and coming up short and being shut out. But for the Bulldogs, they battled back in the second half. Ended up with 336 yards of total offense. Jackson Bennett having a hard time finding some open receivers downfield, not having a whole lot of time to let things materialize. And he ends up coming up 14 of 29 for 153 yards, one touchdown pass. I believe that was to Elijah Larson. But again, Bulldogs in the second half end up really able to run the football. 151 yards in the second half. For a total of 183 for the night on the ground. Garrett Cox took 53 yards and a touchdown. Benefield ends up with 53 yards and a touchdown. And Niemlich got a little lateral pass there, and he took it, the one carry for 71 yards to kind of do the bulk of the damage. But the Bulldogs just come up a little short, able to really, really do some great things here in the second half against a really tough, tough Mount Spokane team.
Yeah, this Mount Spokane squad is everything advertised and more. And, when you've got a weapon like their number 30, it's pretty impressive what that guy was able to do. And it just shows when you take him out of the game how much of an impact he really does have, because what were small gaps the other guys were exploiting, he was turning those small gaps into large gains.
Oh boy, Chris, yeah, you're checked, Brandon. I mean, when you got a guy that's got a 97-yard touchdown and a 65-yard touchdown, a 75-yard touchdown, boy, that's almost 300 yards right there in just on three totes. That's a huge night, and that's awesome. I mean, I thought the Hauser kid against Post Falls was a wonderful receiver and had a big game against us, but that kid. He's the best. Yeah. He's the best player we've this Bulldog defense has faced so far this season.
Well, I think he's the best running back we've seen in two or three years.
Yeah,
frankly,
it's been a while, right?
Yeah, he's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
So we'll be back here next week, Jay. Thank you. I want to thank Barry Burke for helping us out with stats. And Dwayne back in the studio doing a great job keeping us on the air. Once again, tomorrow it's Vandals on KSBT at 11 o'clock. It's the pregame. Noon will be kickoff, and we'll be back right in our comfy confines here at Barlow Stadium Warrior Memorial Field next Friday night when the Bulldogs entertain Louisville.